Welcome back to Extension 720 here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, a new podcast series is telling the story of dreamers. But it's not some ivory tower project that examines the politics of immigration reform. No. Instead, it's a new series reported by dreamers themselves and other Latinx students and alumni from Northeastern Illinois University. It's a project administered by the Online News Association. It's called Documentation, and it explores issues of family, mental health, education, and identity.
El miedo existe. El miedo siempre
está. Tener ese miedo de que me vaya a deportar.
Buscábamos una mejor... un mejor futuro para nuestras hijas.
No encuentran esas.
The podcast series is bilingual, but a bulk of it is in Spanish for Spanish public radio. But regardless of the language, the stories the students tell are the stories of their friends, their classmates, their neighbors. And rarely are these stories ever told.
My name is Carolina Vasquez Torres. I come from the Little Village area, so it's a predominant immigrant community. It's the second community of immigrants here in Chicago, the first being Pilsen. So it was great to be able to have this opportunity to show these stories to people who may not have that type of pleasure of hearing, because I always find a pleasure in hearing these stories.
And hearing their own stories in that way. And I would assume in Little Village and Pilsen, but predominantly in Little Village, people being able to hear stories of others being undocumented or dreamers would resonate, because I think that there's a large population in that area of Chicago that are undocumented.
Yeah, I think these conversations are, they come up in parties, they come up in just social gatherings. And these are just stories that are very comfortable within the immigrant community, but it's a different story once you're sharing those stories outside of that community.
How do you get people to share their stories?
A lot of ensuring. I think that first things first, it's people who you know that you go to first, and knowing that the first step is being comfortable sharing it within their own community, and then telling them if you do not want your name shown, if you do not want your voice to be your own, if we can find a way to just hide your identity, that's also valid. And I think that's one of the things that I think, especially having my first interviewer not want her identity shown, I had to really ensure her that her name was not going to be said, that she didn't really have to give any personal identification that would target her specifically, because that's the fear, right? If I come up in public and I share who I am or what I went through, then I'm going to be immediately targeted by ICE.
That's what makes this series so special. We never get to hear from those personally affected by the policies being crafted in Washington, D.C. Not because the news media is biased, but because of the subjects. They don't want to be heard.
It's difficult to have the more difficult stories be told because of what these people are carrying within themselves, right? And it's harder for them to come forward and share this with a wider public that it does not... I guess one of the fears is my story going to be taken the way I want it to be taken, right? Because, again, it's always up to the audience. How are they going to perceive
it?
Right? So I think that as a journalist, it's always, or as somebody who was interviewing all these different people, is, was my point going to get across, right? Were there all these other people going to understand the struggle, or were just going to add it to the pile of stories that had already been told?
Another student reporter, Karina Vargas Camacho, was drawn to Documentation for the personal stories, but also because she was sick and tired of the way the issue of immigration and immigration reform was being discussed.
You know, when you look at media, you know, popular media that's out there, and you look at immigration and undocumented, there is a persona or something that is made up, right? They, you know, they're stealing jobs, or there's all these things, allegations being said. And I was like, well, this is a great way where a partnership with Spanish Public Radio is giving us an opportunity to create our own media and to be able to tell the story of those that are go untold, or to shape that image that is being projected out there. And that for me was very important.
You see that as well. You see that there's a
Absolutely.
Stereotype, and there's a caricature that is created when it comes to policy and politics
Definitely.
Around this issue.
Yeah, especially when there's lack of research, lack of knowledge, policy. DACA has been going through a lot of things in the last like 4 to 5 years. Not a lot of people know exactly regulations. I didn't know myself. And then being involved in this project has shown me, and I've learned how things change within a matter of months.
The faculty advisor for Documentation is Edie Rabinowitz, a longtime Chicago reporter and journalist who now is the acting chair and associate professor in the Department of Communication, Media, and Theater at Northeastern Illinois University.
A story that came to all of us naturally, and that I've been seeing with, honestly, Justin, in my office hours, is this what's happening to DACA recipients and Dreamers and, you know, undocumented students after the Trump became in power, or President Trump. And they were very scared, right? Would they be deported? And the just kind of general fear and the general sense of, why don't people want me in this country? I don't understand. I came when I was three. I don't speak Spanish as fluently. You know, if I were dropped back in Mexico today, I couldn't survive, right? So, and then they also wanted to finish their academic careers, and it was very challenging. So I had seen these stories come through my classrooms, come through my office, and I thought, well, this could be really an opportunity to tell those stories, or to have students tell those stories.
And with some of the students, coming out of the shadows is both for the subject of the story and for themselves personally. Take the case of Monse Gaitan. Monse is a dreamer. She came to Chicago, undocumented, as a young girl. She sees this project as a way to tell her story as well.
It was something that I had been battling with since I was in high school. I come from a family that such a secret that people are so scared to talk about. And for my family to be okay with me saying I am undocumented, it was kind of scary, not only because of my family, but also because of the time that we're living in. There's still a lot of hate towards immigrants, and it was kind of difficult, but I started doing a little bit pieces of really getting to know, and more than anything, I think working with students, working at schools made me realize that there's a lot of students who still are undocumented, who still need this hope, and they still believe that it's something to be ashamed of, or more than anything, to be scared of.
And as this podcast gets more and more attention, it hopefully will shed light on some of the obstacles these young subjects and journalists face every day. Again, faculty advisor Edie Rabinowitz.
You really feel for them, and that kind of question of, am I going to be able to stay here and have this life that I've been having, that I've worked for all these years, and that I've learned the language, and I was at a disadvantage because I started without it, and maybe I was held back in elementary school, but I overcame, right? And guidance counselors maybe at that point didn't know that I could even go to college, right? Or what caliber of college, even though I was on honor roll, I was doing all these activities. So some of these students and alumna have overcome continuously, and then they get to this point where they don't know that anything can come of it. They may be deported to a place where none of that matters.
Documentation can be heard on Spanish Public Radio, but the podcast is available wherever you get podcasts. There's an upcoming town hall at NEIU's El Centro campus next Thursday, April 11th. It starts at 6:30. It will center around issues of employment and business, activism, and mental health.